Yeah, it's important. It's important to have shmooze beis.
How is kosher?
Rabbi, Rashi told us that the reason why a guy is possible to write a get is because Labne creases them. Fraktais Akasha, Ayitachin, they can't create Lishma. So we pointed out that when one looks at the Sugya and Achav Gimel, which Taisus is assuming that Goya died to the Nafshika Ovid, Taisus is either assuming one of two possibilities, either like Taisus and Achav Gimel, that a Goy is Stoma and Stoma doesn't qualify when it comes to get. Why? Because the Gemara in Zvachim says, does anyone remember what the Gemara in Zvachim says on that Beis and Beis? That even by Kachim, Stam Lishma, but by Get, what? Stam Get, Lav Ligayrshin Kaimi. A Get, a pile of Gitin is no good, because Stam Get, Lav Ligayrshin Kaimi. So Stama doesn't cut it when it comes to Gayrshin, and therefore a guy doesn't cut it. So that would have been in a rationale which Tosfos has a kasha on Rashi, that there's another reason why a guy is invalid for ksivas haget. In addition, we suggested that according to Reb Chaim's analysis in Das Rambam, in the way he learned the Gemara, that a guy is mufka from Lishma, a guy can never create Lishma because he's not b'toiras that parsha, and any time any time you have a situation where he's not mechuyev in that parsha, he can't create lishma for that parsha. So he doesn't understand either the Gemara of Goya Daita Nafshika of it to be that perhaps he's thinking or distracted by some other kavana, but rather the Gemara is saying something more fundamental, that a goy can't create lishma by get because he's not b'teres gittin. So that could have been the way Tosfos was assuming when he asked on Rashi that objectively a goy would not be valid for lishma in a get. But then Tosfos continues, and Tosfos says that another reason why Rashi is problematic is because a get also needs shlichus. And since a get needs shlichus, so a goy is a lav bar shliach, ma'atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris, like the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, a goy is michutz l'parsha of shlichus. So we halted there, and we said, wait a second. This line of Tosfos is problematic independent of Rashi. Because how is it that Tosfos assumes that for a get you require shlichus? Hello, the Gemara that introduced the idea of lishma by goy, that says goy adaita denafshika ovid, said that goy differs from other lav bardas, like a chereshayt v'katon, that for some reason there, they would qualify to write a get. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Behusha Gadol Omen Al Gabav, that is the famous principle, that if you have a katan or a shaita or a cherish, that's a lav bardas, but you have someone else facilitating and teaching him, so then that would not disqualify the katan, namely in writing a get, that would be a way that it could work. My kasha is, Rabbi Isai, that I left off with Shir yesterday, is that's very problematic. Because at the end of the day, if all you need is to make sure that things are done correctly so I can read the Gemara, but if you understand that what? That fundamentally I need a bar shliach, at the end of the day, a chere shayt of a katan is a la bar shliach. So you could have a gadol omid al gaba from today until tomorrow. Fundamentally, where's your shliach to write the get? So that's a very big problem. Ad kadei kach, Rabbi Isai, that we already saw earlier in the year that Tosfos on Daf Chav Beis says from Mikoyach this Gemara that there is no concept of shlichus when it comes to ksivas haget. And the Gemara that sounds like it's introducing to us that you need Siva Abal, which you would have thought meant Shlichus, Zok Tosfos, Mikoyach, the Gemara, and Chav Beis, that it can't mean Shlichus, because then Cherish HaTavakaton would be out. And all it means is that you need Siva Abal to create Lishma. And that a Gadol Megarav Gavav can help with. So now the question is, Rabbi Isai, so then just kick the can back to Tesamid Beis. What's with our Taisus? Our Taisus that seems to disagree with the Taisus on the Achav Beis. Our Taisus that in his second Kash is attacking Rashi. That you need a Bar Shlichus and that's why a Goy is out. So how does our Taisus with a straight face read the Gemara on Achav Beis? L'chayra, the kashas of Taisus and Achav Beis are going to be up against our Taisus, Rav Isai, and you should be stuck in that Gemara. That's the kash. That's the kash. So one teretz is, maybe our Taisus is going to have to do some fancy dancing and suggest that that Gemara was only going according to Rav Meir, but it wasn't going according to Rav Blazer, but in a Chanami according to Rav Blazer, you would not have an option of a Chayra Shait of a Katan because you need a Bar Shlichus. Because Rav Blazer holds Vikasav means the Baal has to write it. And the only reason the Sefer is kosher is because I'm Mitzvah the Sefer. And that Sivoy is not working Lishma. That Sivoy is working Midin Shlichus. That's what the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph meant when you need to say Ksuvu. And you need Sivu Abal. Sivu Abal is a function of Shlichus. Oh. But is there any other alternative? So Rabbi Isai, the truth is that there's a stira in sugyas that Tosfos asks about whether or not Gadol Megarav Gavav is an option or not. You see, the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Yud Beis quotes a machlokes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Nosson, I believe, on whether or not Shechita needs Kavanah or not. And the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbanon who holds Shechita needs Kavanah, now they're not acceptable. Frek Taisus Akasha, why? Didn't anyone ever learn Gittin Chav Beis Vav Beis, that fundamental principle that even by a Chayr Shait of a Katan there's an option of Gadol Omer Agabov? Why is it that the Gemara conclusively says absolutely not? Katan's out. There's no way to support it. So Taisus starts dancing. Taisus starts saying, no, you're right. Gadol Omer Agabov, like Gittin style, that probably would work. If you have, if you mamish have Gadol Omer Agabov helping, you know, and facilitating everything, that's mamish Omer Agabov. So in a Chanami, maybe that's, that would have worked. The Gemara in Chulin is talking about what? Where it's Royin Acherim, Royin Oisai, it's just supervising, it's like a mashkiach. It's not Gadol Omer Agabov, it's not facilitating. So that's what we were saying, that there wouldn't be options. Meaning, fundamentally, Tosfos is saying, Enechanami, you're right. The Gemara in Gittin does say that you could have situations where even a Chayr Shait of a Katan will work as long as you're going to use the method of Gittin Daf Chav Beis. Good. And this, Rabbi Isai, comes up in the beginning of Mishnah Berurah. Anyone who learns Hilchas Tzitzis, Hilchas Tefillin, these concepts are brought up through the Mechaber of a Gadol Omer Agabov. Comes up in Hilchas Matzah of Gadol Omer Agabov. But the Rashba quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina, and he says a different teretz to Taisus Kasha. He says a different teretz to Taisus Kasha, but he's very unclear what he means. Very vague. And he says as follows. Yeah, there's a stira in Gemara of whether Gadol Omer Agabov work, and when he's not going the Mahalach, like Tosfos is saying, that there's a difference between Achir and Rolan also, and Gadol Omer Agabov. So what does he say? So the Rashba, B'Shem the Rabbeinu Yonah, is Rebbe. Rabbeinu Arav Tiritz, D'chol She'efsher La'asoso Al Yedei Shliach. It depends. If you're in a category that you are have the ability to do the Maisa Al Yedei Shlichus, Have amida al gabav kavonos ha'oise umidin shlichus. So then, the amida al gabav creates kavonos ha'oise umidin shlichus. Avol davar sheyef shalasos al yedei shliach. Af amidas bendas al gabav loy malav loy merida b'makom tzarich kavonah. So first of all, what does that line mean? Zokta Rab Ben Yona, what? Well, we need shlichas. We need a parsha that shayach and shlichas. So if it's a parsha that shayach and shlichas, then what? Then Omer al-Gabav works. Why? Because he's able to. The kaven she'efshar the hold over she'efshar is that havi amida al-Gabav kavonos ha'oise umidin shlichas. What does that mean? He's facilitating the kavana for this maisa. So in an area that's nitan in shlichus, he can facilitate the das for the osa that you're lacking. Good? So this is a totally different havana in the way I understood Gadol Omer Agabov. Gadol Omer Agabov, I thought was, okay, you have a person, he has limitations, he's a chereshet of a katan. We're worried about how he's going to do this effectively. But if you have the right surveillance, and again, good surveillance, like Tosis is saying, it's not just the chayrim right, you know, you say, but they're there, they're involved. So then that's going to bring up a chayrim shayt vikotim from being a la bardas to being now a bardas. That's not what the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. The Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, no, if you have a parsha that's nitfas, that's shayach shlichus, so now you have the person who's doing the action, the chayrim shayt vikotim, aye, but that's like an elephant doing an action. So yeah, but now since this is an entity that works through the parsha of shlichus, now the Gadol Omer Agabov can now be mitzaref himself, and now it could be a maisa with kavon. Wow, that already is a new pshat in just the way the Gemara is working and how we're breaking this down. Aval davar she'ef shalasos ayidei shliach. How do you know that chalitza you can't appoint a shliach, Rabbi Yisai? The Gemara says a chalitza, you can't make a tanai on a chalitza. Chalitza has to be done by yourself. So chalitza is out. There's no shlichus by chalitza. So that's good. Then I understand. Good. Behind the time of the shchaita shenechlat shchalitza subsula. That's why there are no options of how a shchaita can do chalitza, even if it's gadol magal. But get, I'll get she efshar limno shliach l'ksivas aget. Get can be written al yedei shlichus, right? Ulekavonas ksivas shmo ushma. Va'avzeh shomer al gabav shliach mamuno lichtov lachin lachavin b'ksivaso. Great. Good, everybody say? Everyone understand? I don't understand at all. And what's with Shechita? Shechita is not Nita Mishlichas? Do you know how you're about to all Shech the Karban Pesach, everybody say? We're not all going to go to Yerushalayim. Do you know what the Gemara in Kedushin says, the Makar, one of the Makaros for Shlichas? Shechita is Karban Pesach. One person is shechting on behalf of everyone else. About it's nitan per shlichus. Shechita. So what's pshat? But even more fundamentally, Rabbi said, before we even finish and try to explain how shechita is excluded if it's nitan per shlichus, and why shouldn't Gadol on a gabal work by shechita, like the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Beis is implying, I just don't understand. At the end of the day, if Taisvus in Gittin and Daf Testament Beis, our Taisvus, needs Vikosav to be Al Yedei the Baal, and that Parsha can only and fulfilled through the Parsha of what? Shlichus. So at the end of the day, the person that's acting over here is not a shliach. So how does this become the Baal and the husband writing a get? You can explain to me from today until tomorrow how Gadol Omer Agabov works. But once you're going to take the next step and say to me, that wait a second, Taisus and Gittin Daf Tesam and Beis says I need Ksivas Haba. And that, and the Sefer writing it works through what Rabbi say? Shlichus. So then who's ever writing on your behalf has to be a bar Shlichus. So I don't get it. So I still don't understand how Tosis could fit with the Gemara in Chulim. Well, with the Gemara on the Chaf Beis about Acher Shet V'Katan writing through Shlichus.
Can I repeat that?
At the end of the day, even if someone else is supplying the Das, at the end of the day, if what I need for a get to be kosher is that the husband has to be seen writing the get, and the only way you accomplish that is, as Tosa says, is through shlichus, you could facilitate as much das as possible, but at the end of the day, the Bala Maisa is the Chayr Shayt of a Katana. He's a lot of a Labar shlichus. So how does that Maisa Ksivas Aget attribute itself to a Baal? So the Gemara is still problematic.
And then, isn't that an issue with all cases of Gadol Omen Al Kabo?
No.
Why in every case?
Oh, I don't need shlichus. Right. But what? So Rabbi said, let's go back to the Rashba. What did the Rashba really mean? Because we didn't explain fully why Shechita is going to be invalid. So Zok the Rashba. The time of the Shechita loy mahani amidas gobo amal gabov l'rabbonin deboi kavona b'shechita l'fi shehakol toli b'das ha-shechit. Because at the end of the day, what is Shechita, Rabbi say? All Shechita is a Maisa Shechita. If the Maisa Shechita doesn't have Kavana, it's invalid. So if the actor and the person performing the Shechita is a Lav Bardas, so what's Gadol Omar Agav going to help, Zokta Rashba? The Ilu Shechat Behemas Chaver Shaloi Midai Tok Shera Vafal Pishalin Eskavin Laklal Bala Behema. I don't need a specific behema to be related to a certain person. Any behema I shech, there could be a shechita on that animal. Which means the only kavana that's necessary is for the Baal HaMaisa. Kavana necessary for the Baal HaMaisa cannot be attributed through a Gadol Omer Agabov. It has to be from the person who's doing it. Does he have a Maisa Shechita? Does he not have a Maisa Shechita? And the answer is he doesn't. He's a Lav Bar Kavana in the Maisa Shechita. He's a Cheresh Shreit of a Katan. So Gadol Omer Agabov doesn't work, Zokter Rashba, by Shechita. Because all you have is a simple Maisa. Masha Ein Kein, Ksivas Aget. Ksivas Aget is different. Why, says the Rashba? Masha Ein Kein Beget. Dilu acher shagira says ishes chaveiro loy also veloklum. If I try to divorce someone else's wife, that's the most ridiculous action in the world. It's not like a maisa shechita that I can shecht someone else's behema, that it's all pa'ula oriented. Over there, no, there's a specific wife to a specific husband that needs a gerushin. Hilkach das shoychei dafka be'inon. That's the Rashba's answer. So again, the Rashba says, in order for Gadol Omer Agabov to work, you need shlichus. It has to be something that's attributed to shlichus. So that's why chalitza is out. But even in an area like shechita, where there is shlichus, that's going to be insufficient for Gadol Omer Agabov. Why, says the Rashba? Because all you have in shechita is the Maisa Shechita. And if the oseh of the Maisa Shechita is what? Is a Lav Bardas. So what is having kavana from Ibachutz through Shlichus now going to facilitate the Maisa at all? Masha Inkin get that the Das of the get is going to be helpful because a Gerishin cannot work on any get. It's not just a Maisa Gerishin. I can't divorce my friend's wife. It's just not a Maisa Gerishin. So what do you need? You need kavana. You need a connection. You need his wife. Rabbi Yisai comes along Rabbi Naftali Trump and he explains what this Rashba is saying is something fascinating that really spins the entire sugya on its head and so fundamental. You know what the Rashba is saying, the difference between get and shechita is? We misunderstood what Tosfos meant when he needs shlichus by get. We understood that shlichus by get was exactly like shchita. There's a problem over here. The Torah says v'kosav, and the v'kosav has to go on the baal, and therefore you need shlichus for that ma'isek siva to relate to the baal, and that's the way we understood Tosfos on Daf Tesa Mabiz, which many acharonim understand. But if that's the case, Rabbi say, then the Gemara on Chav Beis is going to fall short. Because at the end of the day, the person that's representing you in that Maisek Siva falls short, just like a Maisek Shchita falls short. He's a Labar Shlichus. Right? So what does the Rabbi Yonah say? No. You're supplying the Das. Gadol Min Abagab of works that you could supply the Das through Shlichus. But where could you supply the das through shlichus? Where the das is necessary for what? Where the das is necessary for the lishma. That you can't just divorce and do a maisa gerishin on any woman that you want. You need a maisa gerishin that connects to this husband, to this couple. Perhaps, says Rav Naftali, what the Rashba is saying is that the shlichus over here that the Tosfos is suggesting that you need by ksiva saget is not for the v'kosav and the maisa ksiva to now be seen al yedei the baal, like we understand classic shlichus, but rather a get has to be for someone specific. A get just can't be done, poof. You did a maisa ksivas haget, and now that's going to be a gerishin. Shlichus by ksivas haget means only the baal can create the lishma. Only the baal, who's a function of this relationship, has ishus with the woman, could designate and start the story of this ishus being severed. And in order for the lishma to be created, I need somehow to envision the baal over here. How's that done? Through shlichus. But Zokt Rav Naftali, what the Rashba is telling us, the shlichus over here is not like stam shlichus that we just need to see him because the maisa has to be done by him. No! The shlichus over here is for what element? For the lishma element of the get. It's because any ksivas haget is not automatically kosher. It's not like a maisa shchitas abehema. It's not like another animal that you can check. I could check Ezra's animal. No. That would be a regular maisa shchita that in a chanami, a cheresh shchita the katan would fall short. Because I can't supply his das on a regular maisa shchita. That's why Cheresh Shechita V'Katan, the Rashba is saying, doesn't work by Shechitas Behema. Because if all the Das is there in order to make it from a Maisa Misasik to a Maisa with Kavana, then the only one who can supply that Das, Dr. Rabbi Nioida, is the Bala Maisa. And the Cheresh Shechita V'Katan can't do that. That's the way the Rashba is understanding Gadol Omer Agabov. Gadol Omer Agabov only works where? By get. Where the insufficiency is what? Is not the das in the maisa, but is rather the lack of lishma in the get. Oh, if all that I'm lacking is the lack of lishma in the get, so the memela, Gadol Omer Agabov could supply that through shlichus to make it lishma. He can add that element. And even though over here there's a mice over here that's being done, Ali Cheshit Vakatan, Gadom Alagabov will facilitate that. Sakhtar Ibn Naftali, Im Kain, that answers the Kasha on Shlichus, on Toises and Daftes. I have a Cheshit Vakatan over here. My mice over here cannot work through Shlichus because they're not a bar Shlichus. So Ibn Naftali says, yeah, you're right. If you think that what Tosfos means is to supply shlichus in order for me, the Baal, to be the writer of the get, then you're right, a cherishid of a katan is going to fall short even with Gadol or Agalif. Because at the end of the day, they're not in the parsha of shlichus. But if the shlichus over here was not for me to be able to see the Baal writing the get like we are always assumed, but the shlichus over here was what? To supply the lishma in the get. And just like the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, that's why Gadol and Agavav could apply to a get and can't apply to shchita. That's also going to be the reason why a lav bar shlichus with Gadol and Agavav can now work for Nesinas, for Maisek Sivus HaGet. You see, because if I understand that the das and that the shlichus is just for the lishma of the get, that the get has to be personalized and has to be a function of our relationship and has to be initiated through the husband, so then perhaps that could be supplied by even someone who's not writing the get, like the Gadol Omer Agabav, that's going to supply the lishma in the story on Daf Chafes. So you're right. By a shchita, this Gadol Omer Agabav would fall short. Because at the end of the day, there I'm focused on what? On the person doing the pu'ula. And he doesn't have das. Masha Enkin, if I now reinterpret what my purpose of shlichus over years, shlichus is not that I have to envision the Bailim writing the get, but shlichus is here for another reason. But rather, that the only way I can actually fulfill lishma is through the husband initiating the story, and that's why he has to say on Ayin Aleph, Ksuvu, because otherwise there's a lack of lishma. So then perhaps, says Rav Naftali, that could be accomplished through a Gadol Omer Agabav. Now you have a bar shlichus to supply that das of lishma. He's a gadol. And now there's no problem with the ksivas I get, because the lishma is there through a bar das. And he could supply that das. And now you accomplished what you need for getting daf tesamid base. That the only reason I need shlichus was what? Was for the lishma. And I have a situation in a way, says Rav Naftali over here, to get the lishma through the gadol. So since this is not like a regular ma'aser shchita, and I don't need my shlichus over here for the ma'aser ksivas I get, that's going to be a reason why I can supply, I can rely on gadol omer agabav by a person who did a pe'ula, who's a lav bar shlichus. The cheres shoyte v'katan's pe'ula of Ksiva Saget is not falling short, even though he's a lav bar shlichus, because I reinterpreted why I need shlichus over here. So it comes out, Rabbi Yisai, if this interpretation is correct, and that's the way Tosfos is assuming, now is he going to be able to read the Gemara on Daf Chaf Mebeis that a lav bar shlichus has the ability to write the get, since a gadol omer agabav is working specifically there, since it's all a function of lishma, it comes out that the machloikis between Tosfos on Chaf Beis and Tosfos on Daf Tes is a very different machloikis. It's not a machloikis of whether or not you need shlichus and ksivas aget. It's a machloikis on what's necessary for lishma. How do I get to lishma? It's all lishma d'chum achloikis. Is lishma created just by tzivei abal, but not needing shlichus at all? Or lishma is so personalized that only the baal has the ability to supply the das of the get, the kavana of lishma. And therefore, I need to envision shlichus for what? For the das of the get. For the lishma of the get. Not for the maisik siva of the get. So it comes out, Rabbi Yisai, everything changes. What we thought in the beginning of the year, that we have a machlokes and how to read the psukim of a kosav lo sefer krisus. What's needed? Does that mean that the Baal has to write the get? Or does it mean that anyone could write the get? And the only reason you need on the Gemara 9 Aleph tzive abal is to initiate lishma? No, that's wrong. Yeah, that's true. Tosfos on Daf Chav Beis says you need tzive abal to initiate lishma. But Tosfos on Daf Tes Amud Beis was saying in lishma, I need the baal to be seen as supplying the kavana for his wife, because this is a function of a relationship of an ishus that supply that applies to him and to no one else, and therefore he's the only one that could create lishma on this get. And you need shlichus in order for that lishma and that kavana to be generated. Comes along Taisus and Aftes, and he says, now I have a problem. A goy can't do that. A goy can't create that. A goy is a lot of shlichus. Yeah. No, that was Jeremy Ashman. I don't think so. Because there are two independent problems. Meaning, number one, a goy can never create lishma. So that's a problem that the get's going to be possible because of a lack of lishma. Number two, even if that wasn't true, right, he's also a lot bar shlichus to get to that stage. So therefore, he's an invalid for another time. I have a problem with Rashi. Yeah. I don't need the Gemara in Chof Gimel to say this Taina. I need the Gemara in Kedushin that says a goy is lav bar bris.
Correct, but once we establish the, so we establish that goy, the whole point of shlichas is in order to create the shema from the baal. So once we say
that, that's a nice lumdus. That's a way I'm gonna. That's a way I can now understand in all Maseches Gittin. How do I agree? How do I read the Gemara in Chof Beis when a lav bar shlichas is right in the get? But at the end of the day, is there going to be, bottom line, halach lemaisa, do you need shlichus according to Tosfos? Yes. If that's true, that's an independent reason why a guy is invalid.
You need shlichus
lishma. No. I'm not trying to say you don't need shlichus. I'm trying to say the reason why you need shlichus is for lishma. Because a gadol omer agabav could be your shliach for that.
It could do shlichus lishma, yeah. Shlichus in
general. Exactly.
So Tosfos isn't saying you need shlichus in general, he's saying you need shlichus lishma.
You need shlichus for lishma, but at the end of the day, you need shlichus. You need a bar shlichus.
So
that gadol has to be a bar shliach.
It works for shlichus, but only in the case where the shlichus is for lishma.
Correct. Yeah. But that's an independent problem. That's an invalid, another taina on Rashi.
That's another taina?
Yes.
Wait, taina on Rashi, because Rashi can just say that it's...
No. Tosfos is saying a goy is invalid not only because he can't create lishma, but also because he's a lav bar shlich, and I need shlichus.
Oh, okay.
Why do I need shlichus? That's what we're explaining. How does that fit into the context of Gemara and Chav Beis? That's what we're explaining. But at the end of the day, that's an independent taina on Rashi.
Shlichus kasha in general would have been, like you wouldn't have said it's not a kasha on Rashi, because there's shlichus here, and if it actually is
shlichus,
it's just
shlichus. You're 100% right, Rabbi Moshe. Just like we defended Rashi on the Gemara and Chav Beis and Chav Gimel, that he disagrees with Tosfos in terms of Goya Dait to the Nafshe, what's the simple teretz for Rashi to get out of this kasha, Rabbi Yisai? What's the simple teretz, Rabbi Yisai? Tosfos is on Chav Gimel. Rashi holds it. There's no shlichus. That's what Rashi holds. So far, strike two Tosfos has against Rashi. Strike one, he misunderstood. Rashi has a different interpretation of Goya Dait to Nafshe Kavod. But you say it's a puzzle. You just have to read through the Gemaras. Goya dat nafshe kavod, and now Rashi is also going to say you never have to be a shliach. Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to give you another raya to this border of Naftali. The Gemara in Zvachim says, we just quoted it before. Stam gittin lav le gerishin kaimi. Right? What's the raya? The Gemara in Gittin says, because if that were the case, what? Why can't a cipher write and have a pile of gittin? Right? Oh. But if Stam Gittin were Ligerishin Kaimi, Rabbi Yisai? If Stam Gittin were Ligerishin Kaimi, the implication of that Gemara would be what? What should the sofer do? Have a bunch of Gittin that are already made, right? Frekta of Naftali, why? Tony Nishlichus. You never met this husband before. How did the Gemara imply that you could, if you would have held Lishma, that Stam Gerish is Lishma, like Sefer Torah, then what? That you could have pre-prepared Gittin, there's no Vakasav. You're not working Midin Shlichus Abba. Dr. Naftali, well, if the Shlichus is just there for what? To create Lishma. And the Gemara would have assumed what? Stama's Lishma by Gerishin, like by Zvachim, the Gemara is contrasting, so then you wouldn't have needed. In a Chanam. It's only because Stama's Lav Lishma, and we need Lishma, and now we need Shlichus. Shmak. Otherwise, it's a fair Shigamar. It's a great raya. Yeah.
According to this, would a non-Jew who writes a get with a Jewish person who's watching him, would that be good?
No.
Why not?
It would be good for this Taina. But why is it not good? The problem is that the next line, the Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, Goya Dad to Nafshe Ka'avid.
I mean, you work for the Lishma, but not for the...
Well, no, the Goy counteracts the Lishma. That's very nice. You have a Godol Amid Agaba. That's great. The problem is, I don't trust my Goy.
But then why would we trust a Shodad? Meaning...
He has no Das. He's plain. He's Parish. He's not Milchix or Fleshix. A goy, the Gemara says proactively, adaita denafshika of it. My favorite Gemara. No, but really. Because there's a problem with...
He's coming to fill in a lack of lishma.
So you're saying there's no counter by goyim?
No. So I'm saying by shaita acher...
It's a blank.
It's blank. So he's
it's a blank.
Filling in the lishma.
Right.
But here you can't fill in anything. It's already filled up. But with
right. Exactly. It's countering. I mean, right, that's what I meant by his milchix inflations. It's not parv.
That man's just saying that.
And Echanami, you're right. In your line of reasoning, you're right. Were it not for the Gemara to be mechadish to me that there's a problem with Goyim, don't forget that Gemara in Judah. Goy that the nafshka ovid, then I would have said, yeah, let him supply the das. But the problem is the Gemara is being mechadish. No, Goy's anderish. Why? Okay, that's the machlokes rishayim why.
Is a shota really that he has no das? I thought he was.
Meaning, let's take Judah's question. Let's say you understood goy dat nafshika ovid like Tosfos. That means it's stama lishma. So would gadol amir agabav work by a get?
No, he still wouldn't.
Maybe it would.
That's the point of the Gemara, no? That. So, like, no matter what, the
boy
always has stomach
lishma,
whether you have gadol or not.
Right. So what's the pshat? But what's the pshat? Because then you can't say what Judah, what Jonah. It means it's automatically stomach.
Yeah.
But why does it automatically go back to stomach? Isn't stomach just plain?
Stomach what? Stomach lishma, stomach not
lishma.
I have a gadol and a gavi supplying the das.
You don't need it.
And now I have a stomach. So you're saying the stomach counters...
You can't supply das for a goy.
You can't. It's automatically stomach. That's what you have to say. You have to say. It's an interesting idea. If you say like Tosfos and Chof Gimel, you have to say the stomach overrides even supplying the das, and a chayr shayt of a katan is less than stomach. That's what you have to say. Yeah, in a chanami, you're right. Right.
What's the issue with that in November?
No, stomach doesn't work with you. That's Gemara in Zvach. Yeah.
According to what we're saying,
Stam Gittin Lav Ligerish and Kaimi. That's all Shana the Gemara.
We're explaining post-quotes that really a goy is a bar shlichus. L'inyan should be a bar shlichus l'inyan. This kind of shlichus. I think Tosfos says goy doesn't work, he's not a bar shlichus.
Right.
But that's not true. The reason goy's not working here is because a guy did an option. He really should be a bar shlichus l'inyan the lishma.
Oh, but in the case, there's no point on balance of he's doing everything. There's no
gadol omei
agaba, so he's also being the
shliach
for the lishma.
But we're saying when Tosfos says that he's not a bar shlichus, and that it implies that you need shlichus.
Yeah.
We're saying that
what's
the shlichus we're talking about here is not your classic shlichus.
Correct.
we're talking about shlichus for lishma.
Right.
Would Tosfos theoretically be a shlichus for lishma?
Would Tosfos be a shlichus?
Sorry, not Tosfos. Would a goy?
No. He's a lavar shlichus.
But for this kind of shlichus, he is. It just doesn't.
No, he's not.
It gets stopped because of daite denavshe.
That was what Judah was asking. Could you have gadol or gargav by a goy? So the Gemara says no.
In the reason it doesn't work by a goy is because of daite denavshe.
Fine.
Not because he's not a bar shlichus.
No, but that also was a. You're asking in a case of gadol and al-gabo. That's exactly what Judah was asking.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Tosfos is implying that the reason it doesn't work.
A goy writes a get. A simple. That's what Judah was. A goy writes a get. What's the reason it's a problem? Because there's no shlichus. The Gemara says that we have examples of cases where a lavar shlichus writes it as long as gadol and al-gabo. So yeah, that's why we reinterpreted what the purpose of general shlichus is. But yes, that won't work even in a case where a guy is writing it because the adayt and the nafshe will mess up the gadol and al-gabo.
Because he's not a bar shlichus.
Yes, because he's left.
No, because now
the in that situation,
the reason it won't work in that situation is omen al-gabo.
As long as you have a bar shlichus for the gadol omen al-gabo. But if you only had a guy, then you would be problematic. You have to break down and define what case you're talking about. You want to know, why is it that if I have a shliach for the das, just like I have in a case of Kerecher Devagatan, why isn't that going to be good in a case where a guy is only writing part of it and the lishma is being supplied by something else? So the answer is because a guy died to the nafshe. Why is it that a guy can't write a stam without a gadol and a gabov? It's labar shlichus.
You're assuming that the
baal
himself is not there? Why wouldn't the
baal
himself be
able to
fill in?
Yeah, I guess he's not there, yeah. Yeah. Kerecher Devagatan is writing it because he's not around. Yeah.
So Kerecher Devagatan, basically, when the guy's over in, that turns into... It turns the masiv into
lishma.
Lishma shlichus. Whereas a guy can't do that because it's always stam right away.
Right.
Even if someone's over it.
Right. Correct. That's what you have to add, yeah.
If we knew for a fact that a guy was doing it, but somehow, we knew a guy was doing a mila, not lishma. He said, I'm not doing a mila lishma, I'm just doing mila. The chura, according to the Tosfos, would still work. Because a guy, no matter what his stam is the way that this stam actually is. He said he posed the Mila Stam Lishma. So no matter what a guy would do, even if he would say, I'm not reading the Mila Lishma, he'd say it out loud.
How do you know that? How do you know maybe your case would... it could be you're right, but how do you know maybe a case where it's mamish, he's Stam Lishma is in a case where we don't have something inferring us the opposite. No, not necessarily. Maybe you would say that Bal Korcho or saying that definitively that it's not, so then that counters Stamma. It could be that you're right also. That depends on how you understand Stam Lishma. I don't know. It's an open question. Yeah. I think Tosfos and Avodah Zarah talks about it on Chof Zayin. Yeah.
When Tosfos says the reasoning that we need shlichus, he says that it's for the sofer, the kasuv, and for the edim to stam. So what shita would that be? If we're saying it's the shma, then we're saying Tosfos is quoting shita that needs the shma for shiva and the sim.
Your stam asked question. Is that in Rabbi Lazar or Meir?
Yes.
So the Mistama. What does Rabbi Elazar hold midrabbanan by chesimus? Rabbi Elazar holds midrabbanan by chesimus that it also needs lishma. So midrabbanan, that'd be true, no?
So,
weren't we mitakin that according to Rabbi Elazar that because of that you still need chesimus? Yeah. So now, would that require lishma midrabbanan? So that's what Tosfos is referring to. Well, yeah. Either way, you're gonna have to say that midrabbanan. That's tamakasha. What shita needs chasimus on a level of deraisa? If Rabbi Elazar holds edim asira, he's the one who needs the ksivas aget. So elamai, he's talking on a level of derabbanan. You need shlichus.
Or is it possible to Rabbi Yehuda, or is that possible?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Why would the gadol have to be right on top of the shota? Let's say, why can't you
taisus and chulin?
No, in Chav Gimel.
I'm saying, you're saying Tosfos in Chulin that's mechalik between Achirim Roam and Gadol Omid?
No, I'm just saying, in a general case, Gadol Omid, Agava, why can't you just say to the Shochet, go write a get? And then, that, why is that not providing the Lishma? Why does he have the Mamish be on top of the Katan or the Shochet while he's writing it?
You're saying if the Pshat is like we're saying, that all it is to initiate the Lishma, so then why do you need Gadol Omid Al Gabav? Why don't you just say Suvu? Maybe you need the supply the Lishma as the get is being written. Every step has to be a continued shlichus. Yeah.
Why do they not do that? Like, aren't these three individuals like they can't do anything?
That's the question. That's Rav Naftali's question. They're labar shlichus.
I'm saying, if you don't tell them exactly.
No. But once you're understanding, Rav Naftali's question is: at the end of the day, they're labar shlichus, so their ma'isa shouldn't connect to me. So, but he's saying that if you understand the shlichus in a different context, so all it is for lishma. So now Judah's saying, okay, if that's the lumdis, so let me just initiate it, and then let their ma'isa take away, because the ma'isa doesn't have to be mine. Unless what Aaron's saying is that you need Gadol Omid Al Gabav for two reasons. You need Gadol Omid Al Gabav to supply the Lishma, and in a Chanami, maybe you could have walked away then. But now you have another problem. At the end of the day, their Pu'ula is a Misasek. So how does it now do anything? But then does that fit with the Rabbeinu
Yonah? You have to assume that they know what to do.
Because then it becomes like Shchita. Then it's like Shchita, yeah, right.
Is it that Gadol is doing the Lishma that's needed, or is it that he's giving Das to the...
So I think according to Rabbeinu Yonah, he is not giving Das to the child.
So he's doing what needs to be done.
He's doing what needs to be done, exactly. And that's why it's Tali on Shlichus. Exactly. And he's a bar shliach. So therefore, Rabbi Naftali says, so therefore, I don't care that the Bala Mais is not a bar shlichus, because that's not what's necessary for shlichus. Shlichus is just needed for the Lishma. Yeah, I think so.
Shouldn't
whether
they have Das or not matter?
No, because that blocks. That's what we're saying. That blocks. Yeah. It's not par. It's not blank. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. That's in terms of the second kasha of Tosfos. And this fundamental machlokes, running machlokes, is one of the most important machlokesim in Shas. How to understand a get? Rabbi saying, what's shlichus? What does the Torah mean when it says v'kosav? What does that mean? We just translated the psukim according to the Balei HaTosfos in different ways and changed mamish art scroll translation of the Torah and reinterpreted what the Gemara on Chav Beis actually means and how it manifests itself. Fascinating, gevaldik. But Rabbi Yisai, the problem is, back to Rashi, is how could Rashi mamish say that a goy is kosher to write this get? How could you do this in our kos? Frek toisvis, v'oid, dipsulim lem edus. You don't have kosher edim over here. Every get is only kosher through the testimony, through the edim shabo. What creates this to be a shtar? There's no edim over here. If you're in our coast, the assumption is, Rabbi said, there are no Jews around. So how in the world, don't give me a reason why the get in our coast is puzzle, is because what? They're la b'nei krisis ninu? They're la b'nei edus ninu. If you have a monetary shayla and a din toira with a guy, they're puzzle edus. I feel a mayor, the lay of a boy, the mitzvah, eved, la edus. I, Tosfos says, to be mitzayin what? Baba Kama Peches, did you look up this Gemara by inside? The Gemara says that Gemara has a shiloh whether or not an Evid is kosher to aid this. If I feel a mayor, the loy of a boy, the missile Evid is laidis, Mishum dechsiv, Sheker ina la ochiv, the Evid ochiv hus. Or mayor Shita is that what? An Evid's kosher to aid this. Why? Because we considered an Evid. What type of Evid, Rabbi Yisai, are we talking about? Eved what? Knein. An Eved Knein. Eved Knein versus an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri. He's not a Nachri. He's not a Goy. He's Chayv and Mitzvah Ke'isha. He started the Geirus process. And after he goes free, he's going to be a full-fledged Jew. He's going to go through Geirus. The Geirus process is a little different, but that's what an Eved Knein is. He's not a Goy. So that's why Rebbe Meir holds that he's considered achiv. But Zok Toysis, what are you medayik from that Gemara? That the shaila between the Tanoim over there is what? Is Eved achiv or is Eved not achiv? But if someone what? Is a goy, so then he's zikr what? Not achiv, so then he's going to be what? Pasul edus, it's a lack of sheker ina la achiv. Pasuk says sheker ina la achiv. Achiv lemayit, misha eno achiv. Namely who? A goy. Wow, that's a strong kasha. Ouch. Boysai, we might have had some nice lumdis to save Rashi from question one, question two. Now we got a serious gun to the Rashi's head. Sheker inu achiv. How's Rashi going to ignore that pasuk? Ve'evit achiv u b'mitzvahs, aval evit k'chavim d'alav achiv hipshita the pasuk. So what? So now what? Zog Tosfos. So now Tosfos says, so if you don't have edim, your star is garnished. It came to lab ne edis ninu. So Rashi is wrong. Not because of Lishma, not because of Shlichus, just because your star is garnish. And even if the star is just L'raya Ba'alma, Zoktoisis, there's no Edis here. Rather what? Zoktoisis? You know why our Kolos is kosher? Rashi missed the boat. Rashi seemed to sell you that what? Our kos is kosher? Mide oraisa. And the only reason their puzzle forget is because of a technicality of labne krisis ninu, and you need a bar krisis to write a get. Soktoisis, wrong. Our entire Gemara is what? El takansa midirabonanu. It's a takana midirabonan. Hefker bezdin hefker. Chazal saw that what, if we're not going to accept the shtaros coming out of our coast, this is going to be what? A messed up monetary system. A lot of Jews are going to lose money. So therefore what? Midrabbonon, we were metakin, and we made an exception to the rule that we're going to accept what? A shtar from our coast, a shtar from a goy. But if it wasn't for Rabbonon to make that takana through Efker Bezin Efker, Rabbi Yisai, to now say that I have edus min haTorah, to now say that I have a get midoraisa, ludicrous. Forget shlichus. Forget lishma. There's no edus over here. This is a stark time. This is a stark time. What's the takana de Rabbana? Hecha de kimlu b'sadai sirahu shu emes de loy merinav shayu. What's the nature of the takon of the Rabbanon? All shtaros are okay from a goy just becomes absolutely kosher? So Tai says no. If we know that it's what? Civil court. We know that there is a judicial system. And we know kimlin b'sadasayu de loy what? The Leimar and Ashayo, that it's emestic. We know that people, what? Are verified over here. There's truth in the matter. So therefore, what? Midrabanon, we were able to accept this for civil matters because we know that there's no sheker going on through their judicial system. But at the end of the day, that's a takana midrabanon. Nowhere would we say that that would work on a level d'oraisa. Boisai. Tosfos, not only here, Tosfos is medayik like this, where? Anyone see? Tosfos Baba Kama Puff Peches. Tosfos Baba Kama Peches is medayik from Shitas Rashi, that Shitas Rashi holds a goy is kosher le'edus minat Torah. Unbelievable. Rashi tucked away Mesechas Gittin, says a goy is kosher le'edus. What's pshat? What happened to the Geir Zakosov? Sheker Yine Lachit. Frek the Rishonim, the Agos, Ashri, and the Mordechai, Rabbi Yisai. If all you need is what? Is to assume that what? The guy is coming from our coast, there's a judicial system, according to Rashi, what? So why can't Moshe and Aaron be Koshel Eidus? Classic case that the Gemara Baba Basra says, Kroivim are Posel Eidus. Is what? Is Moshe and Aaron. Who's more truthful than Moshe and Aaron? You're going to apostle Moshe and Aaron? Are you going to tell me that this goy is kashal edus? This rash is a pillar, Rabbi Yisai. I'm not really sure how you guys are going to sleep tonight. What in the world is going on here, Rabbi Yisai? Needs Hezber, Rabbi Yisai. Is there anyone in Rashi's camp that could support him, Rabbi Yisai? And then once you resolve that and try to make a little bit of sense of Rashi, of how a goy could be kosher le'edis, but Rashi's going to hold Moshe and Aaron's going to be puzzle, some way, shape, or form, which the kasha might be better than the teretz at the end of the day. Chiddush la'alacha, Rabbi Yisai. We're not backing down from this, Rabbi Yisai. This is what Rashi holds. Rashi holds a goy is kosher le'edis min ha'toira. And the only reason he can't sign a get is because what? La b'nei krisis. So now I have a kasha, Rabbi Yisai. Give me another Gemara that's mashma not like Rashi. There's another Gemara that's beferish not like Rashi, and is a riot to Tosfos. You don't have to go too far. Where? Yud. Why is the Gemara on Daf Yud not like Rashi? What does the Gemara ask? What type of star? Loishna mecher, loishna matane? Frek, Rabbi said, frek tektois achoishin. If Rashi's right that they're bnei edim and goy, oh yeah, we're all into goyim now. Oh, the yapum fakir of my shmuz yesterday, right? Goy adat nafshe from Chav Gimel, but here Rashi Shita is like, Rabbi, relax, be open. You could be totally fine. So then why the Gemara say, chispa ba'alme sounds like it's a piece of garbage. Why is it a piece of garbage? He's a kosher aid. So what's the Gemara's kasha l'fi Rashi? That's the Ktoisis kasha. L'chayra, a bam kasha on Shitas Rashi at the end of the day, even once you resolve the lumdis, that maybe, yeah, Moshe and Aaron is different, and Goyim are different, whatever it is, at the end of the day, work on the Hagos Hashri, you'll see in the Mordechai, but at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael, we have a favorite Gemara in the Afyudim Abayz that's against Shitas Rashi, as the Ktois points out.